BC United MLA Eleanor Sturco, who 9 months ago demanded an unequivocal apology from Conservative Party of BC leader John Rusted for calling homosexuality a lifestyle, stood beside him Monday to announce she is joining his party. Sturco, a former RCMP officer who is gay and a vocal defender of LGBTQ rights, announced her defection just days after BC United caucus chair Lorne Dorkson also jumped ship to the Conservatives. Sturco, who represents Surrey South but will run in Surrey Cloverdale, defended her change of heart on the Conservatives, whom she previously harshly criticized as being anti-LGBTQ. She said the BC Conservatives will be a big tent of people with diverse ideas and backgrounds who will find common ground to defeat the governing NDP in the fall election. "Yes, I'm a lesbian, but I'm also so much more," said Sturco, who was elected in a by-election in 2022. "I'm a mother, I'm a person who needs healthcare in BC and I worry about affordability. I know that there are people who can't make ends meet." Sturco said she's concerned about things like whether her kids will ever be able to move out of her townhome to have a house of their own, or if they'll even be able to afford groceries. Rusted's private members' bill in April to use biological sex to classify athletes in publicly funded sports teams, effectively banning transgender athletes, never got off the ground, but Sturco said British Columbians who have concerns about such issues can't just be dismissed. "I think that there are people to whom this is a very important subject and they do want those discussions to take place," said Sturco. "But I made it clear to John that I'm not interested in supporting any legislation on any topic that would infringe upon the rights of British Columbians or Canadians." Sturco said she had changed her mind about Rusted's stance on sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum in schools, which once saw her give Premier David Eby a standing ovation in the legislature when he told Rusted he should be ashamed of himself for focusing on it. As education critic, Sturco said she heard a lot of concern about the school curriculum known as SOGI 123, saying it was delivered in different ways in different schools and in some cases eroded parental trust in public education. "Even the name SOGI has become divisive," said Sturco, adding everyone understands that every child and staff member should feel welcome and safe in schools, but the curriculum needs changes. "I don't think we're going to win their trust back without making changes," said Sturco. BC United leader Kevin Falcon said he was shocked and disappointed by Sturco's news on Monday, especially going over to a party that she has long disavowed both to me and to our caucus as being too extremist. "I can guarantee you, voters are not going to go for the extreme left of David Eby, nor the extreme right of John Rusted, and they are going to go for mainstream because I believe at the end of the day people want this province fixed," said Falcon. Adam Wilson, director of communications for BC United, said Sturco's decision to run for a party that is so out of line with her values and priorities is shocking and opportunist. "Why else would Eleanor run on a slate of candidates who are COVID-19 conspiracy theorists, anti-LGBTQ+ rights, anti-choice and climate change denialists?" Wilson said. Falcon booted Rusted from the party caucus after Rusted cast doubt on climate change science. Sturco said she's been talking for months about the need for the two right-of-center parties to unite. "BC United is not capturing the imagination of voters the way it should, while the grassroots movement by the BC Conservatives is like nothing we've seen before," she said. An Angus Reid poll released last week showed the BC NDP leading among decided voters at 41%, the Conservative Party of BC at 30%, BC United at 16% and the BC Greens at 11%. Merger talks in late May between BC United and the BC Conservatives collapsed, with each party blaming the other. Saharnet at TimesColonist.com.